You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
Podcast season 4 episode number
5.
Oh, you're back now. You're 5. Not sick anymore. You're not sick
This is going to be salacious.
I'm angry and I'm trapped in the house.
You
I'm
angry?
Start snitching
you
just
know,
so I can
you
get
know
out.
You should be angry. I should be angry. Tito should be angry. You want to know why? Tito foot been broke for a month. Ain't nobody said get well.
Nope. None I don't care that. About my foot. Broke foot.
My back been messed up. Back spasms, all of that. Niggas seeing me, same position, same place the whole time at the baby shower. Nobody ain't say get well. Stevie got a little cough, and the whole world stops.
Yeah, Stevie's the PTA president.
Get well,
Stevie. Damn right. Damn right. Man. I want my respect.
The free lunch god, PTA, nigga.
And I got a and it's a disease that millions have had.
Virus, my brother, relax.
Virus,
the king of the bake sale.
That podcast coming too.
Hilarious. Oh man.
Yo, you know what's so whack about that elementary school bake sales? Niggas just be buying intimates and just put in charge you $1 for a piece of intimates.
All right, hold on.
$1 for 2 cookies and a napkin.
You never
fucking box is like $3.
But it's Entenmann's, so you'd be all right.
You'll be all right. Mini cookies.
Entenmann's
like
mini cookies. Still
30 cookies come in that box. They give you like
that's
3
the gold
for
standard.
$1 each. If that ain't the biggest hustle,
that's the gold standard of cookies. But it's never when you. But do you have cookies on you when you're there? You never just roll up with cookies, right? You just go and buy them because it's like, oh man, I'm gonna get some cookies. So it comes in clutch. It has a place in society.
Oh,
that bake sale comes
them
in
chocolate
clutch.
Cakes, the, everything from Entenmann's in there, they cut up everything into the smallest pieces and charge you like
yeah.
$4 for a box that's only $3, $4.
Nope.
Raising money.
You know
how you think you're raising money? By selling it wholesale?
And they get the shit up, the 2-for-5 Entenmann's sale.
NBA that's sells it. Getting quarters for $1. You want to watch the fourth that's quarter? Here's $1. Come on, they the Entenmann cakes of basketball. We passed the biggest hustle.
This is children.
Yeah, Adam. Yeah, they teaching them right. Make some money, young boy. You cutting that
it's
down.
Not the, it's not the kids making the money. It's the as you people, the criminals, the PTA.
Yeah, as you.
Listen, I wasn't a part of that crime organization that y'all.
You're running
y'all
it.
Y'all was dealing with.
Yeah, he is.
Crooks.
I'm trying to change America.
John Gotti at the PTA.
This is crazy. Where are we starting?
No sympathy.
We have to start with Tristan Thompson. I'm sorry. We touched on it lightly. And I didn't really get a chance to give the legend his proper respect. My man told the chick he's retiring next year. He will get nothing.
No, he said take $75,000. Take it or leave it.
$75,000.
As good as it's going
to
get.
Abortion. And, yo, son, when I mean to tell you he's my idol, this guy is crazy, man. He just he always does this to himself. He never he yo man.
Is he doing it to himself or to women?
To himself, because he gets caught all the time. Like it's always like all kind of salacious stuff with this guy.
Salacious.
Yeah, that's my new word for the day. Salacious.
I heard it twice already.
Well, he plays for the Kings too, right? He's
bored.
Crazy, man. Yo, man.
Living life like a king.
He's a legend. Him and
you see, he's a king.
Oh yeah, But I appreciate Tristan Thompson and his. I really think I'm a fan of him as a basketball player as well too.
Plays very hard.
Plays very hard. Recently he expanded to. He has an outside shot. So he works on his game. Great rebounder.
When you say he has an outside shot, you mean you
don't use the word great. Don't use the word great. You can be a big man averaging 10. That's not, that doesn't make you great.
He's a good rebounder. And like 10 minutes a game. Like
Tito calls everybody the greatest that he's, you know, he likes.
First of all, Tristan Thompson's not a great rebounder. That's what we gonna start this off like that.
I wanted to know that what you were saying about his jump shooting is that have you seen him making it more consistently while you are seeing
Yes,
him?
I have. Yeah.
Okay. No, the only reason why I asked is because I've seen him shoot the mid range since he was in Cleveland. I just wanted to know.
No, I'm talking about he expanded 3-point.
That I didn't have not seen. Okay. Very good.
Well, he is who he is now. We know he's not a superstar. We know he's not a great player.
He's a superstar on the court. You better believe it.
Oh, absolutely. He's one of the best. He's a good gamer.
He's a superstar off the court.
And honestly, I would have never thought of that.
And being a superstar.
I would have never thought of retiring. And that's a great move.
He's not retiring. He's 30 years old, man. He's lying.
But push comes to shove. And he needs to retire. He stated it. He warned her. He can take a call. He could take a year off.
He's just going to try to scare that chick.
Is it going to play under a new name? Would you? Yeah. 75K. It's not a lot, man. We know how much you get paid. It's public.
Didn't Paul George offer his chick, the one that he married, a freaking $1 million to get the abortion? She said no.
That's your bag, my brother. I'm not getting involved in that.
And then he married her, the stripper chick. Yeah, you don't know, man. I know.
Yeah, like, I know. I'm just not.
Shout out to Brittany Reiner. The fans is chanting at PJ Washington. Brittany Reiner.
That's grimy.
And Deion Sanders brought her in to teach his young college students about the trappings of these hussies, these heifers.
I think that was good on both ends.
So she came in to teach the class to watch out for her. So I appreciate that. Shout out to Brittany.
What?
The hussies.
What?
That's great.
Is that what we're doing now?
Yes.
What? You didn't hear about that?
I had no idea that this happened.
Yeah, Deion Sanders brought her in prime time.
Didn't Deion just win a championship?
Yeah, he brought her in, and there's video of her sitting down with the college football team, telling the guy to watch out for girls like her, hussies.
Watch out! You either be PJ Washington or you learn from him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to just put a timestamp in when we're gonna start in the description for when we're gonna start talking basketball. this is
basketball.
She is
a basketball expert.
Jesus Christ! Oh man.
You think she don't know more hoops? You think she don't know more hoops than us?
She knows. I'm not gonna get in that bag.
All the money he's giving Brittany Renner, PJ Washington, is really just advertising dollars being spent because his exposure is through the roof because of this. This is a good thing for him.
She was homeless. He's not giving her any money. Honestly, she just got her own plates the other day.
Didn't somebody just send her $100,000 and she was like, "My baby daddy's hating on me"?
Yeah, because she, you know, she worked that $100,000.
Good publicity, man, from both. Good publicity. All
right.
Charlotte popping now.
While we're talking about Charlotte, I guess we might as well start with several Hornets players are on health and safety protocols.
Stevie, have you been to Charlotte recently?
I might have went to a Charlotte Hornets game.
Have you been? The Bulls got it too. The Bulls is out. The Bulls, Charlotte. LeBron spread that shit, and then he got
AD
the fucking,
spread the regular flu, and then
The whole no, the listen. Flu. The Lakers had COVID, and they just said it was the flu.
Say that again.
The Lakers had COVID, and then they said no, it's the flu.
RJ Barrett missed more time.
AD took out two of the Knicks players, Noel and RJ. AD took out LeBron. LeBron tested positive. Then had Bronny take the test for him. 8 straight times. It came back and it affected the whole league. I'm telling you.
But they were nowhere near Charlotte.
This is worse than the flu game.
Yeah, that went all over. Honestly, at worst, I think there'll be a 2-week closure so everybody can get healthy if it keeps up. There may be a small bit of the NBA.
As long as you have 8, I believe as long as you have 8 active, you can play.
I'm just gonna put it in.
Well, they may not even have 8 active.
Well, yeah, they keep going down in Charlotte.
This is gonna affect some records, some team records. Now they're saying, you heard the new rule that came out today.
About Toronto? COVID.
Yeah, you can't come in. If you're unvaccinated, you can't.
If you're not fully vaccinated by January 15th, yeah. You can't play in Toronto.
But 97% of NBA players are vaxxed, so, and 60% have their booster.
I want to know who the 3% are.
Who are 3%? Kyrie.
Kyrie, Bradley Beal.
Michael Porter Jr.
His vaccine right now.
That nigga, see how dumb people were? They got fooled, and I kept telling you, he's damaged goods. You guys were telling me, oh, Michael Porter Jr. is good. Look at him. The Knicks should have picked him. Nope. Look, his back is broke.
Who said the Knicks should have picked him?
Everybody. Why we pick Kevin Knox and not Michael Porter? Look at him.
The two seasons that he played,
even the half season was more productive than anything Knox ever did in New York. Why is Knox still on your roster?
Because he has value.
Listen, I'll be honest with you. Right? Listen to me. Mm-hmm. How much they pay the broke back dude? $150 something. His
contract didn't take an effect yet. It's next season.
Exactly. And next season, he ain't even going to be playing because his back is broke.
He'll be playing by next season.
Yeah,
who moves around better on the court? Kevin Knox or Michael Porter Jr. with a broken back? I would still take Michael Porter Jr.
You would take
with a broken back.
And you were paying.
I wouldn't resign him. No, I wouldn't sign him to that contract. But your back doesn't flare up until after you sign the deal. You hold it in.
That's a fact. His back was fucked up that whole time, and he played through the pain.
Yep.
And then when he signed that shit, he said, I got to take the dude to surgery. And the thing with backs are, as Sean would know, any movement could fuck your shit up. Correct. You could just reach down to pick up a cup, and next thing you know, your back is done. So that's what I'm saying. I would never pay him.
You won't even get that far.
Yeah, like your shit is done. Like that shit is tricky, yo. Your back is fucked up.
That's why you get surgery on it, so that you can live a healthy life.
When I went for my job, they made me do 17 back x-rays because it's crazy. They don't play with that back stuff, man. One slip disc. Oh, can we talk about Jesse Smollier?
That's his name? Is it Jesse or is it Juicy? Juicy. It's Jesse. Not even Juicy. It's Jesse, right? Fucking Dave Chappelle fucked me up. I don't even know how to say his name.
Yo! My man said he went to a gay bathhouse. I don't even know those still exist. Big buff dude. Listen, the big buff dude he was an ex-football player, because I guess.
What are we talking about? What buff dude? What gay bathhouse? What is going on here?
Yo, do you follow the news or what? Where are you living?
I don't follow that news.
What you mean? Remember he said they jumped him because he was gay and beat him up and now he's coming out of Subway. And
that's
all this
still
stuff.
Going okay.
He lied. He lied, so now he's on trial.
Yeah.
So he had to testify, like, what's going on? So he testified that the day of how he met the dudes that supposedly beat him up, that he paid, he said, we met, we smoked weed, sniffed some coke, went to a gay bathhouse, and we jerked each other off.
No.
Yeah, he said that. I'm saying that. Yo.
No. He's following the trial.
Yo, what's up? I'm telling you, man.
He's following the trial.
Oh, my God.
Yo, get this man back to work. If anybody knows any foot doctors or rehabilitation specialists, please hit us up.
Yo,
hit up.
I got physical therapy tomorrow, so I'm looking up the address, right, where the place is at. So then I get my appointment card, and it says on the back of the card, and Blink Fitness. So they do physical therapy and Blink Fitness. The doctor fucking referred me to go to physical therapy and Blink Fitness.
Are you going to Blink on the Ave?
On Hillside in 220.
Oh, okay.
Man, I told you to lose weight.
Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you send me to the one right in? That's
it's a real. No, because I guess this physical therapist does their appointments there. I don't know. We'll see how it is when I go tomorrow.
Personal trainer and a physical therapist.
That's a fact. That's a good money, too, by the way.
So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But yeah, Jesse is wilding out there. Niggas sniffing coke and beating niggas off. That sounds like a fun time, though. If you play for that team, that probably is a fun time.
Never mind. What team I'm talking about? Is Dame time over in Portland? And it's Ben better Simmons be. The answer.
First of all, he's over. He got his injury history. He's old, man. He's old.
Yo, Steph sent us this article, right? With CBS Sports last night, right? And they are killing Damian Lillard, right? I'm like, did you read this? Why did you send me this article, right? Because it's everything I've been saying about the Blazers for the last two seasons. Everything that I told them was going to happen if they had another first-round exit, right? Everything that I've been saying is what they pretty much said in this article, right? So in the article, it says they were talking about the previous, what was this, the GM, Olshay. Yeah. So it says, Olshay infamously scapegoated ex-Blazers coach Terry Stotts for Portland's 29th ranked defense in 2020-2021. Things would be different. Olshay. Oh, yeah, of course. Things would be different with Chauncey Billups, his prize hire on the sideline. He was right. Under Billups, the Blazers are no longer the 29th ranked defense in the league. Entering play on Monday, they are 30th, dead last. Turns out this is a roster problem. Lulled as Olshay was to shoulder even a shred of the blame, and the roster starts with Lillard, who for the duration of his career has been a pathetic defender at best and mostly an actively harmful one. Should Olshay have shown a greater dedication to building a roster suited to compensate for Lillard's defensive shortcomings? I think we all can agree the answer is yes. And perhaps the most obvious starting point would be trading CJ McCollum rather than extending him a max contract that has made him decidingly less tradable. That's one, right? So then here's the other part that I screenshotted. So it says, this is talking about defense. At least Curry tries, first and foremost. He's almost always in the right spot. He has active hands. He relishes his opportunities to take on tougher assignments and is visibly frustrated when he falls short. Yes, the Warriors have surrounded Curry with properly supported roster, but he does his part. He has taken on the challenge with real pride. Lillard has not. He is a defensive doormat, plain and simple, and he has never seemed to bother him enough to do anything about it. He doesn't contain penetration. He doesn't stay focused for full possessions. He doesn't consistently fight over all through screens. He's often out of position, even if it's just a step or two, somewhere between over-helping and not helping at all. He doesn't sprint back in transition. And then another part I screenshotted, it says, Lillard heads a backcourt that is constantly beat at the point of attack, putting everyone else in the scramble mode to help down on the penetration while still covering out on shooters. It's a suicide mission. A couple passes, and offense can get any shot they want against the Blazers, who are starting every possession in an 0-2 hole thanks to Lillard and McCollum. Jesus Christ.
I think you get more back with McCollum.
So okay,
his shooting splits are so much better than Lillard's right now.
Now, Sean, what did you say back to this? This is what I want.
Damian Lillard?
No. Steph say back to this.
Oh, he said this is the media causing trouble and whatnot, and Dame is loyal, and Dame doesn't want to trade, and he's going to stick with Dame until he hears what Dame says. And I said, Steph, the media is giving Damian Lillard an outlet. That's what it looks like to me, and I think he should take it.
Do we even want Dame?
Who's
do people
next?
Even want? No, people, period.
They yeah, to take the 76ers will take him.
Sixers will take him. Lakers will take him. Clippers will take him. Clippers need him, I think. And I think there's room for that trade to explore, but they gave up so many assets to Oklahoma City. There's a lot of teams that'll take Dame. I can't think of many that wouldn't without giving up their top two players. If you make anything from three below, probably besides the Bucks, you're exploring Dame Lillard traits. He's too dynamic, and if you have a good team around you with defenders and wing defenders and healthy players, also with better wing prospects, you pair Dame with RJ Barrett, and Dame's gonna play so much better.
But do you know how old he is, though?
He's 30, 31.
He's not a spring chicken.
I like CJ's shooting splits better because James' shooting numbers are really worrying me.
This season is down, but he's not the only one. He's not the line last time. His 3-point percentage is down. His field goal percentage is down.
It's tremendously down, which leads me that he's just not able to create the space that he used to off the dribble.
He lost a step because that's what I'm trying to tell you. He's old. He lost a step. And he's dealing with nagging injuries, and he's old. He lost a step.
I don't
think he's 31. He's not old.
Yes, he is.
He keeps himself well conditioned. I think they're running something a little different. He's probably
guards are the running backs of the NBA, bro. You can't be that old being a point guard. Show me an old point guard, especially
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul
said at the same time.
But Chris Paul doesn't play like Dame Lillard.
Ricky Rubio.
They don't play like Dame. Dame uses, first of all, Dame is small, and he uses his speed and his lateral quickness.
I'll give you somebody who looks like they lost a step.
To create space.
It looks like James Harden. I was going to go Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook lost a step explosively.
He did.
That's why he's inconsistent.
But listen.
He's still quick. He still gets to the basket.
If Russell Westbrook loses a step or two, he's still fucking more athletic than 75% of the point guards in the NBA.
Correct.
Like there's like three guards more athletic than him. It's fucking Ja.
They're all under 25.
Yeah, Ja is one, and I can't even think of anyone else. Like Ja off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's
it. And that's basically it. He's still like just like LeBron. Shit. LeBron might have lost three steps and he's still 75% more athletic than half the league.
Conley's still effective as an older point guard.
I think Conley might be younger than Dame.
No way.
Conley's 34.
Yeah, there's no way. Mike Conley, I was watching Mike Conley at Ohio when I was freaking in high school.
Nah, I remember he was with Greg Oden.
I was in high school. They're older.
The only old point guard we couldn't handle was the only person team that couldn't handle an old point guard was Knicks. Even then, we have Derrick Rose. So older point guards, I dispute that.
Derrick Rose, low key, is still very athletic.
Yes, very.
Listen, these people that you're talking about, LeBron, Derrick Rose, Russ, these niggas was like fucking
super Reggie Jackson, athletic. Same age.
Super at Bobby Smurda. They're Russell, LeBron, these people, Ja, they're so athletic. Even if they get injured and lose a step, they're still more athletic than more than half.
I mean, because they were uber athletic, and now they're just.
Yes, I'm saying all these people are uber athletic. Even though they lose a step, like as I'm saying, like someone like James Harden and someone like Dame, that's not uber athletic, and they lose a step. You could see it more than you could tell. Like LeBron, LeBron ain't getting up like he was before with them crazy free throw line hammer dunks and shit. But he's still dunking crazy on people. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can see he lost some steps, but he's still dunking and doing things that people shouldn't be doing at his age. Russell Westbrook the same. Like, he may do it in spurts, but no one can stay in front of him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just looks bad. Like even someone like Melo, he wasn't uber athletic, but he lost a step, but he still got that quick first step.
That's what Melo put it up the other night.
That's when skills and craftiness come into play and exposes your lack
Melo
of skills.
Had
James Harden caught a putback dunk.
Melo had one thing that made him more athletic than a lot of people was that his quick feet, that quick first step.
Mm-hmm.
When he triple threat and then he pumps fake and goes right past you, that first step is nobody can stay in front of him.
Because that's muscle memory. That's more so like, you know, a retired boxer or a retired dancer still being able to put the moves together.
Yeah, but it's he's still got the quickness to get around you, and then he's got the body to hold you off, even if you do recover.
See, the thing with Melo is people don't consider him athletic like that. but he has quick feet and a strong body.
Yeah.
So it's like he could get the quick burst around you, that first step. He could get a burst. But then when he gets that burst and that body he puts on you, you're done.
He's gone.
Yeah,
even when
he became skinny crackhead mellow, he still got some muscle on. I don't know where he gets that shit from. But
he's always had muscle. He just probably took all that padding he used to wear. Oh, that was you, Stevie?
Yeah, it's COVID's here. It's not going nowhere.
You're crazy, man. I'm about to
get number I'm putting on. I know what number I'm putting on the back of your bra with shirt.
Oh, 19.
Oh, man.
So,
I got a gala survivor on it, too.
Anybody seen the picture of Zion at the game? That motherfucker is about 300.
September Sean?
No.
That's September Sean. He's just like
Sean, I don't want to hear nothing because I know you're going to defend this nigga. That nigga looks humongous, bro. I seen that shit.
That's September Sean.
That's me before I start.
When I'm in the cover art. Yo, that nigga is fat as fuck, bro.
No, he's not, man. That's just a bad picture. Remember what I was telling you?
Yo, you keep saying that every fucking picture, yo. Nah, I'm not giving you that, bro. Nope.
Remember what I was telling y'all about James?
Yo, he was looking like a potato with toothpicks as legs.
Niggas is like, yo, how the hell did James Harden lose so much weight? I'm like, because they're taking pictures of him when he's exhaling, man, in bad positions.
Listen, every fucking picture of this man is a bad picture.
Not every picture, but they just took
what about that fucking commercial? What about the commercial where he was mad fat eating Doritos? What the fuck he was eating? Fat fuck? Yo, son, that nigga just fat, bro. He's in the wrong sport, man. That nigga should be a fucking outside linebacker, man.
How did you bring him to New Orleans and think he wasn't going to eat?
He fucking with that gumbo and them beignets down there and fucking fried alligator. That's what the fuck he doing.
They just had a picture of him in practice gear like 2 weeks ago. He was looking like himself again.
Yeah, that's what they all.
Those are NBA cameras.
Those were NBA cameras?
Yeah,
those are. I ain't never seen nobody that big like that.
That's why Adam Silver was so skinny.
He wasn't looking like.
Yo, first of speaking of Big Z, pause. I don't know why this brought me to Valanciunas. That motherfucker is balling.
Yeah, I gotta give him his props. Definitely shout out to him.
We talk about the Pelicans. That's why.
Balling. Nobody talks about the Pelicans.
Nah, he's balling for real. And shout out to Ingram. He had a 40 ball the other day. Yeah, that motherfucker is balling for Valanciunas. I like him.
Speaking of Brendan, and that 40 ball, and shout out to me kicking y'all ass on the pod fantasy league that
I'm winning that shit. My fucking record is crazy right now. But all my
what are you talking about? You're in my division. You're under me.
All my niggas got COVID anyway, so I need to do it.
Listen, I didn't adjust my schedule.
Freak.
Yeah, I didn't adjust the schedule for the first 3 weeks. I forgot about it. And ever since then, I've been unstoppable.
Oh, you're winning by two categories against me right now. We're playing each other, but I'm kicking y'all ass though.
Nah, you losing this week.
I'm not going to lose this week. Are you kidding me? I'm going to win at the end of the week like I do every week.
Once I get RJ back, we're fine. I got Harden. I got some good players, man. Listen, you got to get those wing players and those players that can put some points up. But and I don't even have my main guy. I don't got Zion in yet. He's too fat.
Damn, this nigga got 11 blocks already in one night.
Oh, yeah.
What? Ooh. That's crazy. You got 11 blocks in one night. I don't know who you playing. That's crazy. Yeah, I'm kicking y'all ass.
I got Giannis and DeAndre Ayton. Oh, man, Jason Tatum. I got Tatum tonight. He going to smoke you. Well, I got to
– Sorry, sir. Yeah, Steph is in his division in the Eastern Conference is 5-2. Then he's got Chris, who's 2-4-1. Maine is 1-4-2.
Julio what Maine did with 6 people from back in the day? Julio, you on black basketball.
Julio is 0-7. Jesus Christ, Jules. What the hell? And then you have our division, which is the obvious competitive division. I'm 6-1. Ant is 4-2-1. Tito is 4-3. And Stevie is 4-3.
You know, last week I didn't really adjust my shit. I forgot I was busy.
You still won, if I'm not mistaken.
Because I'm not leaving, man. But now all my people got COVID.
I lost my I lost by one fucking block.
Yo, don't COVID shame people, man. Stop COVID shaming
people. I got people out. Fucking Jaylen Brown had that shit. And then, and my guys got hurt. Jaylen got hurt. Jaylen Brown got hurt. Jaylen Green got hurt. Bogdanovich is hurt.
Stevie, you're the pioneer. You're the first person from Briarwood I know of that had the COVID.
Yeah,
I was wondering that. I was like, yeah, I don't know people with COVID. Why y'all all texting me? Asking me questions and shit, man.
You're the first. They want
to
know.
I was like the first. One of the first people to get the vaccine.
That's crazy. We could get your ass to come outside at all last year. Then look at this.
Man. I had people hit me up like, oh, don't worry. I got the vaccine. I'm good. I'm like, nah, I had it too. Everybody thinking I was just out there dirty, raw dogging in the streets.
Yeah, you... First of all, I got the triple vaccine, you heard?
Someone got mad scared when I said, yeah, I'm vaxxed too. They go, oh, word? I'm out. I'm going to get tested.
I gotta get my booster. Which conference is currently the stronger conference? Would you guys like me to run down the standings?
It's the East by far. We already know that. West stinks.
It does?
Yeah, they do. The West stinks.
Interesting you should say that. Okay. It's true. The Eastern
Conference. You can run it down the numbers.
The Eastern Conference. The leading the number one seed is the Brooklyn Nets of 16-7. The Chicago Bulls, who I told you were gonna be good, are 17-8. The Milwaukee Bucks are 16-9. The Miami Heat are 14-11, followed by the Washington Wizards, who are 14-11.
No, the West.
The Boston Celtics. The Boston Celtics are 13-11. The Philadelphia 76ers are 13-11. The Charlotte Hornets are 14-12. The Cavaliers are 13-12. The Hawks are 13-12. And the Knicks and the 11th seed are 11-12. And then when we go to the Western Conference, Golden State and Phoenix are both 20-4. Utah is 16-7. Memphis 14-10. The Clippers are 13-12. The Mavericks are 11-11. The Lakers are 12-12.
Man.
I mean, the Nuggets are 11-12. The Timberwolves are 11-13. Portland's 11-14. Kings surprisingly have won 10 games. They're 10-14. And then you have the Spurs, who are 8-14. Houston, OKC, and New Orleans are 7-16. Excuse me, New Orleans is 7-19.
I think it's more competitive in the East. I think it's just a little more top heavy in the West. When you get the Lakers in the sixth seed at 12-12, which they can compete better, and the Mavericks, I think, are better than their record shows, as well as the Nuggets just aren't healthy. I think it's just a little bit more top-heavy, but it's more competitive in the East. I say besides the Magic and the Pistons, everybody can compete or turn the corner or is a move away from really seriously competing in the East. Philly, Charlotte, Cleveland being a surprise, Atlanta. They're all playing mediocre. They can step it up, and you'll see a bigger parity if any of those teams can step it up. I honestly think the Eastern Conference is most of these teams are underperforming. They're too spread out. Nobody's separating themselves from the pack, like the Warriors, the Suns, or the Jazz are really. But also the West isn't healthy in that middle section. That's a big thing. Mavericks haven't really been healthy. Lakers haven't been healthy. Clippers missing Kawhi. And then, you know, Portland wants to self-destruct on itself, and Chauncey Billups sucks as a coach. Let's just get that out the way. I think
Chauncey Billups sucks as a coach. Shout out, Dennis Smith had a good game last night.
Yeah, he had like 20-6 or something like that.
Yeah, good numbers. And like 7. Shout out to Dennis.
I think next year is really. I said Chauncey Billups sucks.
Oh, because Chauncey Billups definitely was talking about his team. Definitely enough that we were talking about Portland.
Oh, we got to talk about
he's not too happy.
We got to talk about the picture between Meta World, whatever his name is, and Ben Wallace.
And Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace looked like Uncle Ben.
They brought him. They brought, what was it, during the Lakers Pistons game, right? They,
you mean Colonel had, Sanders, Black Colonel?
So,
Sanders?
So they brought out two OGs. They brought out two OGs to keep the peace between the young guys.
That's why LeBron was able to have that game that he had comfortably.
LeBron wants to be such a heel again, man.
Shooting he is. What do you mean wants to be? I've been tweeting it. I told y'all. What do you mean wants to be? They are a heel team. Look at them.
For all you kids out there, Ben Wallace and Ron Artest fought each other.
Go research the malice.
Where were you? Yo, y'all watched that live? Because I watched that live.
I definitely did. It was a Friday night, correct?
Yeah, ESPN game Friday night. It was changing from the Knicks.
For our 20-something percent, 15 to 18 demographic audience, you guys go look that up on YouTube, The Mouse in the Palace. They even have a whole documentary about it on Netflix. Very educational.
My Malice in the Palace was Denver versus the Knicks. I fuck with that shit. And then the Miami versus the Knicks. And then when John Starks headbutted Reggie Miller. Yo, Reggie Miller has to stop calling the games.
Why?
He stinks. Let's get Cheryl back.
You're not feeling that here's your Kodak moment?
No, I don't like him. He's horrible.
Why not?
What happened to Chris Webber?
People were complaining about Chris Webber. I loved Chris Webber as a commentator and analysis. Because he was like a fan. He was like, you know, and he played. You know, you kind of got both from him, but I don't know if he wouldn't like his commentary. And something happened with TNT not wanting to bring him back or some shit.
Uh-oh.
Cough drop. Yeah, I don't know what happened to Chris Webber. Somebody else didn't come back either, too. This was Marv Albert's last year, so wow, it's been really dry.
I bite on my hoes like Marv Albert.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? The nigga bite on his bitches. Don't act like you don't remember that scandal. You ain't that young. I know everything, man.
You remember everything. You've been around for it all. Oh, yeah. I wanted to go back to the is Ben Simmons the answer?
Where, in Portland?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it's not. Would you like to see Dame? Would you like to see Dame play with Ben Simmons?
No.
I saw something that was very interesting about how Joel Embiid is wasting his prime years. It doesn't move the needle, but it starts. It's a start.
It doesn't move the needle, bro. Nah, it's not a start because they have nothing else to trade. Like, it just doesn't. I mean, if they can keep CJ and add Ben Simmons, then that's a different story. But, like, just Dame and Ben, that's not going to cut it. Like, that's nothing. Honestly, I think Ben Simmons does more damage on the Nets. The Nets need him. Some way where he doesn't have to score. If he goes to Portland, he's going to have to score.
He's not going to have to score. He's going to have to defend.
Yes, he is.
And Dame is going to comfortably score.
So you think Dame's going to score 80 a night? CJ was getting 25 a night. Like, you can't leave. Like, who's where those points
Ben Simmons come from? Ben Simmons can get his buckets over there. You never know. He might just need to change the system.
Okay. Ben Simmons is not getting you 25 a night like CJ on
efficiency. You don't know that because when Joel is not there, he gets you 25 a night.
He's not because he's he's not going to be controlling the ball like that.
Maybe he might not need 25 a night. Maybe he may need to give you 20 and 8 and 7 and a lot of stops.
Nah, he's not going to do that. You need another scorer there.
Okay, maybe they're not
focused
on
him. They have nothing. That's the thing. That's why the GM got fired. They have nothing.
Very interesting.
They got nothing to trade. The cupboard is bare. They have nothing. And they gave out terrible contracts to fucking those two midgets in the backcourt. But he's not the answer over there. He's the answer in Brooklyn.
Yeah, does he need an answer or does he just need a new home?
Listen, Kyrie for Ben Simmons. perfect trade for both.
Hey, Kookie Kyrie.
Yeah, but you heard that article came out recently, yesterday, actually, that Kyrie's the happiest he's ever been. No.
Oh, Steve. I think it's my Steve Nash.
Article for Kyrie. They said what he does all day. He plays. He wakes up. He trains. He spends time with his family, his immediate family, and they say he's the happiest he's ever been in his life. So he has no. Basically, saying that nigga ain't coming back.
I mean, it's true. The kid probably needs a break, man.
Yeah. So he's chilling. They said They say he's in fantastic shape. He works.
This is a different era of sports and entertainment. And pressures and expectations and whatnot, and he probably needs a fucking break. I said that shit like last year. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if he retired early.
And never said anything or
they needed a break and they didn't say anything and they didn't know they could do it. You know, and look at
Derrick Rose took his break in the middle of the season.
He sure did.
Melo took his break.
You know, it happens.
Jordan took his break. Management. Jordan's the only person who took a break.
No, Rodman took his break too. He went to Vegas.
That was like during the playoffs.
Yeah, that nigga's a legend.
He went to go wrestle. Rodman did that shit.
Yes, Rodman definitely was the man.
LeBron used to take his breaks. Remember, he went to go get the hair transplant. Nigga was in Miami with Wade chilling. Guy that came back with a brand new Caesar with waves. That nigga LeBron's a legend.
He never takes that do-rag off, so.
Nigga, you ever see his commercials? His hair be mad dark and no bald spots in them commercials, boy. That fucking weightlifting commercial, that tonal, whatever he got.
That's that Bugs Bunny CGI.
Yo, sorry, they colored it. Nah, they ain't microfibers. His shit like
that. That's all it is. It's fibers. It's a fiber holding spray. That's all it is.
So why he can't do that during the game? Because it rubs.
Because it's gonna sweat. It'll look good for like the first, you know, quarter. Braun plays hard as shit. Nigga be hitting him in the head, all kind of shit, knocking the fibers out.
Especially when he goes to the line, he always rubs his head to make sure his hair is still there.
Only one with good hair during games is Sabonis.
He hasn't Sabonis done that.
Speaking of Sabonis.
You got really excited.
Rick Carlisle hates him, and his minutes has been reduced. He's on the block.
Did you see?
Everyone's on the block.
Did you see the potential trade offer?
For what? What they want to do? I didn't see that.
Julius Randle for Sabonis?
No. Sending this nigga to the Warriors.
Oh yeah, that's scary. About that.
What
are the Warriors gonna give up?
Without giving up anybody from the starting lineup.
Jordan Poole.
Nah, Wiseman.
Yeah, probably. It was like Poole and Wiseman, somebody else, and a pick. That's exactly what it was. It was Poole, Wiseman, Kuminga, and like a pick. I said, oh my God, please don't let this get out.
That's a good trade. That's a good trade for everybody.
I said, please don't let this become public information.
Yeah, Rick Carlisle hates him, so he wants it. Because you see, Rick Carlisle, he hates post ups. That's why he didn't want Porzingis posting up and put him on 3-4 line. So when you see him, he was getting 24 touches a game, like 24 touches a game, Sabonis. Now that number's down to like 14 with Rick Carlisle, and he just has him sitting in the corner to do spot up three.
It's because his European was black. He had the blackest European out. And he got these real Europeans like Luka.
Nah, but see, and
Sabonis.
Sabonis is nice. He could pass from that pinch post.
He can pass out of the post.
He's not black like Dirk.
He can play high post.
But
Rick
Carlisle, his style of coaching is he don't like post ups. He just wants layups and threes. That's it. That's why he had Porzingis staying up. Porzingis wants the post up. Remember on the Knicks, he used to have like some stupid post ups a game. He wants that. They told him no, and that's why he was at the 3-point line. And now he's doing the same thing.
Dirk. After that, he don't want no European. That's not Dashiki Dirk.
But you can't even. Dirk is Dirk. His post ups is money.
That's why he does not want to coach Europeans no more. If it ain't Dirk, I don't want him.
So everybody thought that. What's his face? Pardon me. Turner was going to be on the move, but it's looking like it's going to be Sabonis.
All three available.
They're both out of there. I'm going gonna leave y'all with this. Well, not leave y'all, but I'm gonna go get some chicken while y'all bicker over this. What do you guys think about Kemba Walker saying he isn't sure about his future with the Knicks?
I mean, he's on the bench.
What you mean he isn't sure? Like,
that's what he said. They asked about his future with the Knicks. He's on a 2-year deal, and he said he isn't sure. But he's a team first guy.
Oh, you don't think he's not sure? Like, nigga, you got bench.
But yeah, listen, he's not sure if his future's.
Listen, Tibbs is under pressure to relive that fourth seed, right? So he thinks that this problem because of the plus minus number is Kimba. It's not Kimba. The problem is number 30.
Who's that?
There's only one number 30 on the Knicks.
Who's that?
Julius Randle.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since they took Kimba out the lineup, what has been the record?
What are y'all, like 1-5?
No, 0-3. We haven't won a game. Second
it's only
of
been
all,
3 games since he's been out the lineup. For like
yes. No.
2 weeks almost.
Yeah, he was rested, and then he's been out the lineup.
He was out hurt. And then when the move became official, they're 0-3. Alex Burke last game, how many assists did he have as a point guard? Zero.
He ain't out there to do that.
Oh, yes. If your point guard is giving you no assists,
he's not out there working. To do that. He's out there for the size.
So,
defend,
like
that's
I said,
a position, and he's out there to score buckets.
Like
he's not out there to distribute.
Like I said, the problem was not Kemba Walker because they took him out, they made the big splash, and the results are the same. The problem was, first of all, Kemba was only playing 15 to 20 minutes a night, so it wasn't him. The problem is Randle plays with no enthusiasm, no hustle. His body language is off, and he's the engine of the starting lineup. So that's why when the bench come in, they got OB Rose niggas with fucking energy. They IQ, they start, they play, they look better. So now, Tibbs said yesterday, the lineup changes are not there. So don't be surprised to see Kemba back in the rotation.
He's coming back.
Because now you realize the problem is Randle. He
proved to his bosses and his GMs.
But Kemba's a good guy. Kemba's a good guy. I feel bad for him. I think they should at least give him half a season and figure it out. Remember, they're all new together. They keep trying to say it's Fournier, but Fournier is constantly dropping 20 points a game. So it's Randle, like I said. And second of all, we're getting the first year Randle. We're getting that Randle back this year. Second of all, Tibbs called out RJ Barrett for not being in the gym practicing like he was last year. And that's why he shot 40% for three last year. And he said he hasn't been doing that this year. Then he came back yesterday and cleared it up, saying that he couldn't be in the gym because he's sick. So that's why it's a difference. He needs to get back in the gym. So there you have it. That's my Knicks talk for the day. There's a little bit of drama going on.
I forgot to
mention
last week how we went to the game and there was a sign that somebody brought that said Bing Bong is stupid.
Yeah, a lot of people hate Bing Bong because ever since we had Bing Bong, we're 1-5. So,
yeah.
But that has nothing to do with it. That has nothing to do with the Knicks.
I wanted to take a picture with the guy who had that sign. He also spoke with Stevie and Stevie touched him and, you know, super spreader.
Listen, Knicks fans, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna keep it all the way real.
I like Bing Bong.
I'm gonna keep all the way real with Knicks fans, right? They look for mm-hmm. any little excuse to blame the reason why they're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Last year it was Elfrid Payton, Frank Ntilikina, and whoever the fuck else it was. Mainly Elfrid Payton.
Elfrid Payton was a legitimate blame.
Right. Okay, but listen, they were the fourth seed. Listen, and then like listen, their record last year at this time was like 9-13.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're fucking 11-12 and we're panicking. So it's
because
like,
you put too much out, the expectations were set too high. You had no expectations last year.
There's no way we would thought. Well, you could think that you would be at the fourth seed level, but remember, it's early. Niggas are gonna drop. Some people's gonna rise. You just got to be in the mix. We're in the mix. We're only like one or two games from being like fucking third. Or like, you know, it's not like, like even Randle said in his press conference the other day, he said, listen, we could go on a winning streak for four games and be back in the third spot in the East. Or you could also go on this losing streak we're on and drop to 11th. That's just how it is.
And back to the lottery.
What's stopping us from going after someone like SGA, though?
Because no one wants to trade SGA. And then what are you willing to trade all the team? Like, we could add SGA, but then that means we have to give up RJ.
They don't want pieces. They want picks if you haven't seen them.
Okay, you have to give up pieces and picks. That's the thing. OKC has enough picks. They start needing players now. So they're going to want our young players. They're going to want Quick, RJ. Listen, we should have traded Mitch when we had a chance. He's horrible. Mm-hmm. He can't even set a screen. Noel's horrible. He can't even catch a fucking pass. Our best center is Taj Gibson. Who's Rich?
Paul.
Rich no, because he screwed him out of those dollars.
All his clients are fucked up right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. John Wall.
John Wall's paid. Next.
Noel. John Wall is out.
He's paid.
Paid with no legacy.
And the nigga wants to play. It's a problem. He's causing a fuss saying he wants to play.
He's anti-Ben.
What is it? Look, Ben Simmons, John Wall, he's getting sued by Noel. Like, who else is there? That dude, name one client he got that's doing good. Besides LeBron.
The Morris brothers, KCP.
Oh, KCP, man. That was a fucking favorite.
Darius Bazley.
He's horrible. Come on, who the fuck are we talking about, Darius Bazley?
Just saying.
Sucks. Son, that nigga's track record is not looking too good. But shout out to Rich Paul. Those New Balance coming out look nice. I might have to buy them.
I mean, he has the hottest album in the country. Does that matter at this point?
Oh, because he got Adele?
You know the vibes.
Isn't Lonzo with Rich Paul? Or he's not?
Yep.
Nah, are you crazy?
He's with CAA?
Nah, he's with Big Baller Brand, nigga.
No, fool. We went to Clutch this summer.
Big Baller Brand, fool.
Yeah, he's with Clutch. My record show Clutch.
Big Baller Brand, fool.
Zach will be with Clutch, too?
Of course, the negative. You know, people have to, highlight the negative and magnify it.
Son, it's not magnifying. The negative is bad. The biggest stories in the NBA are his clients.
I mean, there is quite a few.
How are we highlighting or the bad with Ben Simmons? That's a fucking disaster on all levels. Team, management, agent, player. It's a fucking disaster. The Noel situation, the fucking disaster. He's getting sued. All his dirty laundry is coming out.
Miles Bridges is playing good.
Thank you, Stevie. I'm not saying anything else.
And you know who's on Clutch that's really good? And I want the Knicks to go after him too, is Devontae Murray.
DeJounte Murray's playing outstanding this season.
He's playing amazing.
Shoot. He cannot shoot. We don't want another guy who can't shoot.
I can take. You put other shooters in place. I need setup,
man.
We have
no
good players.
Our best shooter was fucking RJ Barrett last year, and this year he's shooting like 10% from three. We have none.
And no, we gotta shoot. The Frenchman shoots. Yeah, you chewing.
Oh, damn.
We can hear you chew that fucking chicken, you black fried chicken eating nigga.
I'm fucking this chicken up. I'm sorry, yo.
I bet you got some Welch's grape next to you, too.
Nope, but I got some mint.
And a slice of watermelon.
A Kool-Aid in an off-brand container, in an apple juice container.
Fact. And you eating right out the pot and wiping your hands on your shirt.
That's how y'all grew up.
No, that's how you grew up. You stayed as Zion. Because
Patricia Hammond would never.
Nigga, you was Zion before Zion. Let's get that.
Started. I was baseball Zion.
September Shaw.
So, in the world, run to first base. I think Shaw needs a fucking triple just to become a single. Slow ass nigga, man.
First of all, we know I'm fast. Don't let these people lie. Don't lie to these people. Sean, you still don't want to race me.
Sean, how many stolen bases you got in your career?
When I was playing baseball?
Two.
I won't even say anything. I won't even say anything. Next time you see Peanut, you ask him. Or anybody. Next time you see Chandler at the next event.
First of all, I'm not asking anything.
Ask Chandler. Stevie, you know Chandler, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next time you see Chandler, you ask him about anything pertaining to me in baseball. I won't say anything.
I want to know intimidation how many bases tactics you got.
No. I won't say anything.
Who's Chandler?
Chandler was on my teammate. Me and Chandler Pauls were built the same way. He played on my team.
Nigga, your base running skills is terrible.
That's probably one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
You're like Prince Field out there.
If you see me run, I'm definitely one of the fast people on all my teams. I can sprint. No, you're not. Can't run that fast.
You playing softball with Action Bronson in them.
Not even just softball. When I was playing baseball, how about when we play basketball and I chase people down? I don't even get a chance to get to the block because I get them too fast.
Yo, chill out, Zion.
Exactly.
Once he gets speed going, he's just like the juggernaut.
That's it.
That's it.
Tito still doesn't want to race me.
I race you right now with the broken foot.
You can race
dust you, nigga.
With the broken foot and my bad back, I'll still dust you.
Nigga, no. You know how we gonna start the race? We gonna do like the real race. But you gotta go down, so now you can't get back up.
I'm gonna just step on your foot.
That nigga gonna be stuck. You know when they pop off the starter gun? That nigga
just
off my back.
I'm gonna just squeeze his foot.
We're talking real tough for people who can't leave their homes. You can't even feed yourself. They treat you like you got COVID.
Yeah, and you the one. I ain't even gonna speak on you. They gonna get you arrested if they find
out. I stepped out for a non-medical appointment one day for a brief time.
That was no appointment, nigga.
You definitely Stone Cold Stevie with this shit. This nigga don't give a fuck about the rules.
Nice. You're a whole different Stevie type of nigga. That fucking COVID fucking his whole personality. I don't even know who he is no more.
His COVID brain. I didn't know what I was doing.
Once he got that Puerto Rican haircut with the beard, he changed.
I told you.
It's all COVID brain, man.
Nigga be coming in here looking like kind of buff with them little fitted sweaters on. I don't know what's going on with you, Steve.
That tonal.
We gotta know what's going
on
with
that
you,
BBL,
man.
And it's been over.
Nigga, you went to go see Drake's doctor and French Montana's doctor.
I got the French Montana abs.
Yeah, the Etch a Sketch abs. That's a Sean one so bad. Oh, you're never gonna get an ab, nigga. You know why? Because you
have two
Pie right now. You're a liar. You ain't no fucking lie.
Tupac. That's what I call my Tupac.
All you got is fucking X. Fake ass Zion.
You got a six pack on your back.
You ain't nothing but Michael Strahan without the gap. That's what you are.
You think he's Justin Tuck?
Yeah. He is Justin Tuck. Fuck out of here.
With a Zeke shirt on. With the Zeke shirt on.
Yo.
With the crop top.
Yo, oh my God. Yo, guys. My shirt came in.
Crop top? Kith crop top?
Where is it? Oh, I lost it already.
You got a Kith crop top? That's sick.
I got the Knicks shirt with Jeff Van Gundy, the 99 Knicks shirt. I lost it. Where is it? Damn.
The kids went to school.
Nah, when you have so much shit, you don't know where everything is at.
That's a fact. Oh. I definitely bought a fucking wrestling shirt like 3 weeks ago, and I can't find it.
Damn, I got like fucking 900 t-shirts that I never even wear. I don't know where it was at. And like 17 different drawers and containers and all kinds of fucking... Ooh, the fuck is clapping cheeks right now?
COVID, man. He's hitting the bottom of that medicine. The bottom of that medicine bottle.
I nigga, man. You can't be smoking cigarettes with COVID, and your lungs can't take that. I think you're gonna sound like that lady on that commercial. Yo, I'm out of here, man. Y'all niggas just got me fucked. But I got this ill fucking throwback Knicks t-shirt with Jeff, the 99 Knicks with Spike.
Ways on
Jeff Van Gundy.
Holding on.
To the what other my niggas on there?
Oh, nah. I need the picture of him holding on to Morin's foot.
Nah,
that's what I thought he was talking about. I can't even find it, man.
I'm gonna send you the picture of it in a group chat, but I can't find it right now.
He's lying.
To describe it, I don't know where it's at. It just came in the mail. Yo,
yo, we got to talk about how Steph is about to break Reggie Miller's record.
Oh, I found it, man. We been the fuck Reggie.
16 threes away. Oh, not Reggie Miller. I'm sorry. He's past Reggie Miller already. I was looking at Reggie Miller. It's Ray Allen.
You know how hard Ray Allen works for that record?
Not really. Ray Allen used to shoot mad mid-rangers when he first was in the league.
But still, to get that number is extremely difficult back then.
Yeah.
Definitely. And he was a mid-range assassin with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't just jacking them up. He was efficient when he was shooting threes for That's Seattle.
Yo, check the group chat now. Motherfucker.
So we can see your Knicks apparel.
Yeah.
You can't wear it outside if I give you COVID. I'm just gonna cough in front of your doorway every day for like the next 5 days.
Yo, what size are those?
Trap you in there.
Like old house phones.
Oh, the Yeezy slides? These are size 15.
That's home insulation.
I saw the Hawaiian punch on there.
Oh my god. Tell us,
yo, that's way too much foam.
Mad foam.
You see the Yeezy slides?
You
see the
Yeezy slides? You got insulated house?
Nigga, that's my house shoes because I'm doing it like that, you are.
You can't just sleep in those.
That's a fact. Put a whole fucking newborn baby in them slides.
That's a bassinet. How you got a bassinet on your foot?
Yo, you gotta get the slides the size bigger so you can slide in and out of it. You know what I mean?
Jesus, that's a whole ass size. Baby. Yo, that's a doghouse.
Yo, have you seen the socks? They grip on it. That's a dollhouse. The backshot socks. So you won't slide when you.
Oh, the fucking Sky Zone.
Yeah, but they made it for men.
They're called shower socks.
They got those in jail too. You talking about prison attire?
All you gotta do is go to Jamaica and bring home your footies from Duns River Fall.
We don't
know about that. What y'all know about that?
You done know. Yo, Kelly Oubre's playing good too. Anyway, I gotta go, man. I got things to do. I could talk to you hooligans all day about your shenanigans.
But at the same time,
why are we talking about Bronny? Bronny is haters. Y'all seen this?
Bronny James shut down the whole Staples.
No, my fucking little cousin Lawrence.
Exactly. Look at you. I just threw the lob. Look at you. You dropped 23
in there as a sophomore. Now what?
Look at you. Terrible.
The last game of the Staples Center with the sign up was of Bronny James.
Bronny, yo, if they don't take that fucking mask off their chin while they're playing is so dumb. Shit pisses me off. I hate it.
But the thing is, when I unmask, I get COVID.
Listen, man. It's in the rice and beans.
It was in the gut of Gallon Wallen. That's why. He wasn't dancing off the COVID like heartbreak.
That's because you ate them chicken wings. You know what it was? Did you drink anything in the gut of Gallon?
Yeah, I had a cocktail.
Hey, yo.
We out. King of the Court podcast.
It's a cocktail. What do you mean?
I bet it was.
We out.
Motherfucker. Wasn't it one drink?
Yo, yeah.
Grow up, guys.
It's King of the Court podcast. Hollywood Hammond. I'm here to tell you about iBuild Machines. You want the best gaming experience? Go hit up iBuild Machines. You want the best PC, better than whatever they got on the market? Go to iBuild Machines. It's the holiday season. Treat yourself to something nice. Treat your kids to something nice. So once again, go to IG and go to iBuild Machines. Get right. I'll holler.